Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Folks, Dr. Joe Cantor joins us. He's the state health officer every week at this time to give us our coronavirus update. Doc, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks, Noel. It's good to be back with you again.
So, Doc, there's been a lot of moving parts over the last week or so with the vaccine being approved for, I believe, 15 to 17-year-olds. That's Pfizer, which kind of changes the trajectory on many different fronts. Where do we stand in the state, and how do we go about implementing our vaccination protocols for juveniles?
Yeah, and it's actually 12 to 15-year-olds that we expanded to this week, which is really exciting because, I mean, with this, look, I mean, we have the potential to have every high schooler and most middle schoolers vaccinated before the fall semester, which is really a game changer. So the way this went down is on Monday, the FDA formally amended their emergency use authorization for Pfizer, bringing it down to 12. Yesterday, the CDC's Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices had a long meeting where they dug into the data. This was a public meeting, pretty transparent. And at the end of the day, they voted to formally recommend the Pfizer vaccine in kids as young as 12. And later yesterday, Dr. Walensky, the CDC director, formally accepted their recommendation and made that CDC policy. This is how it goes for all types of vaccines. The Louisiana Department of Health this morning at 8 o'clock sent out formal guidance that it is now state policy. So any vaccine provider in the state that stocks the Pfizer vaccine, which is many but not all vaccine providers, is now able to vaccinate anyone down to age 12. There's a couple of good ways to find out if a vaccine provider has Pfizer. You can go on to vaccines.gov. It's got a nice search feature, and it'll show you what type of vaccine each provider has. And then the other way is if you go onto the LDH website, we also list what type of vaccine providers have. Most have Pfizer, just not all of them. Parental consent is needed. Parents can either do that in person or they can send their child with a signed form. But the one thing I'll say is if families have questions, I think that's completely understandable because, you know, I mean, everything's been moving fast. I just encourage families to reach out to their pediatrician, have those conversations. I think this is a great way to protect kids and an even better way to protect families because we know that kids might not always get that sick, but they can certainly spread the virus to somebody else who might get sick. So I really encourage families to avail themselves of this opportunity. It's really a potential game changer for us.
Midterm, long-term, as it relates to this pandemic, this really does change the trajectory because a significant portion of the world's population are adolescents, right?
Yep, absolutely. It's and they're very effective vectors. There was an interesting study that the CDC talked about during their meeting yesterday that looked at adults who have children in their homes who have been back at school full-time. And those adults that had those kids in school full-time were more likely themselves to become positive with COVID over the past year. It just shows that you know, while kids might not get that sick, sometimes they do, but also they can easily spread to others. The population, the 12 to 15-year-old population in Louisiana accounts for just below 250,000 people. But I think their influence in spreading this virus is more than that. And that really is the benefit, I think, to getting these folks vaccinated.
Obviously, I guess there's another strata that both Pfizer and other vaccine companies are each working in their age strata right now for approval. So this will we can anticipate this sliding down in the near future?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we can. What's been made public so far, and the Pfizer CEO announced this at a shareholders meeting last week, is that Pfizer currently has trials ongoing for kids as young as two. Those trials are going well. They think they're going to have enough data wrapped up in that trial to make a formal application to the FDA in September of this year to bring it down to two. So I think, give the FDA a month to look at it. Sometime in October, it's reasonable to think that they'll move it even farther down to two. And from what I understand, Moderna is a couple months behind them on that. So, by the new year, we should have much more coverage, even than we have now. And I think that's pretty encouraging.
Just kind of my curiosity, have there been any cases of COVID-positive pregnant mothers that reveal in utero positive?
I have not heard of any like that. There have been plenty of cases where a pregnant mom who's positive with COVID has complications with the pregnancy because of COVID. And that can be maternal complications, that the mom gets sick or has a real complicated labor, or the virus can put mom into early labor, give birth to a preterm infant, and then the kid have complications. That we also know that mom, if she gets sick with COVID and then recovers, passes on protective antibodies to the fetus and to the newborn infant. I don't know offhand if there's been kids who were born positive because mom was infected a few weeks before birth. I don't know.
It's just kind of curious. I was looking for that over this past weekend and wasn't able to find any information on it myself. Doc, where are we as it relates to the state right now with numbers, hospitalizations, and so forth?
We've been flat for about almost a month right now. And on one hand, it's encouraging we're not going up. We were certainly at risk of because of the variants. On the other hand, I always want to see more progress. Percent positivity this week, we update these numbers every Wednesday, ticked up just a little bit from 2.7 to 3% with about the same testing volume. Hospitalizations have been really flat. I mean, really for the past two, three, 4 weeks, we've been somewhere between 300 and 330 or 340 hospitalizations for COVID across the state. And that's a low number for us. And it's really holding steady. So I think we're doing okay. If you look across the country, it does seem like we've turned the tide. And cases around the country seem to be dropping quite precipitously. Michigan has turned the corner. They've rebounded pretty well. And all of that's encouraging. So, I mean, this is I think this is a relatively optimistic time. The country is doing well with cases of COVID. We're doing well. Our neighboring states are doing okay. So I think this is a time to, double and triple our gains. And the more vaccinations we get done, the more we can protect those gains, I think.
Where are we on that trend relative to vaccinations?
We've slowed. There's no question about that. So, we have – it's not insubstantial. We have 29% of the general population of the state, all ages, have completed their vaccinations. 33.7% have initiated their vaccinations. It's more impressive when you get to older folks. So over 70% of 65-year-old and older individuals have now completed a fully vaccinated in Louisiana. So that's a good number. For other folks, I think we have more work to do. I think there's going to be a little bolus, a rush of people eager to get their adolescent children vaccinated now that they can. And I think we'll see that over the next couple of weeks. And I think that'll probably slow out a little bit and we'll continue the hard work we've been doing, which is going into neighborhoods, having more granular conversations, which we have found effective. It's just been a much slower process.
All the while that this is going on, I guess we're still looking and gathering information and investigating how long these immunities will actually last. Has there been any new information on that front?
From the vaccines, at least 6 or 8 months, slightly longer. And I say that because the only way to answer that question definitively is just to study people who have been vaccinated and march it out in time. And you obviously get more data as time goes on. There's no reason to think right now that it trails off after 6 or 8 months. But we can confidently say that you do get really good protection for at least 6 or 8 months, likely much longer than that. And also, it's becoming clearer and clearer every day that the protection you get from these vaccines, particularly the vaccines we have available in the U.S., I wouldn't say the same thing for other vaccines internationally, but the three we have in the U.S., the protection you get from these vaccines is better than the protection you get just from getting COVID yourself and recovering from it.
You and I have talked about the messaging out of the CDC several times over the past several weeks, and the criticism of the organization seems to be on a real upward trajectory right now by both folks within public health sectors as well as other physician groups across the country. You know, folks are even, they're just asking, you know, as good as they may be on the science, that's how bad they are in the messaging.
Yeah. And Dr. Walensky, the director, took a nice beating a couple of days ago at a congressional hearing. It's tough. You know, it's a big country, and they're trying to craft messaging that is effective for a wide swath of people, a lot of different people. And you know, you look at different states have different risk tolerances here, and they're trying to do their best. But I agree. I think they need to sharpen it up. I think at this point, Tony Fauci agrees with that as well. He's been more vocal about that. If I can make one ask of the CDC now, it would be to have very, very clear guidance about what you can do once you're vaccinated, you know, where you can take your mask off, where you can congregate, just make it really, really simple. I think they've heard that message. I think we're going to see some movement on it. But I agree. I think it should happen a little bit sooner.
You know, I guess one of the examples is, I think I'm saying this right, is it fomite transmission from surfaces?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
absolutely.
That
fomite transmission being that someone's infected, they touch a door handle or a counter,
right.
Someone else comes behind them and touches it and gets infected.
Well, there seems to be, a growing body of science over the past year that this was completely overblown, you know, and we're walking into places and going into a grocery store and they're giving us rags to wipe down the handles, this, that, and otherwise. And new research from, you know, European countries are saying they're having difficulty even culturing COVID-19 from infectious disease units within a hospital, much less mm-hmm. out there in open air environments.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's nuanced because on the one hand, it is accurate to say that the virus can be transmitted this way. I mean, technically it can, and there's been a couple of documented cases where it has, but it's just not the way that it's being transmitted. In mass, it's just not the dominant means of this virus transmitting. And looking back, I mean, I think folks were right to initially worry about this because we do know that flu transmits this way all the time.
Right. Yes.
So I think it was a fair thing to do. But now that we have better data, we've got to go back and change our paradigm on this. One of the examples of us not doing a great job on this, it was the summer camp guidance that the CDC put out. And they got to wash the basketball down between people touching it and stuff. And that's a little bit ridiculous. So I'm with you. I think as this new data comes out, particularly if it's data that's going to make people's lives easier and more normal, we've got to jump on that.
Yeah. And it's that balance of, you know, creating this expectation once we got to the vaccine and there was a lot of, you know, if you get the vaccine, we'll be able to do this, this, and this. And then people get the vaccine and they're saying, well, not so fast, not yet. And I think that in and of itself has created a lot of frustration in communities across this country.
Yes, I agree. You know, Fauci has voiced that a lot the past couple of weeks. I think with the data we have now, I think you're right. I think we know enough now to say that once you've been vaccinated, you're not only well protected yourself, but, you know, well protected against spreading it unknowingly to somebody else. And so now we've got to make sure the guidelines reflect that reality.
Yeah. Vaccine hesitancy relative to children. You confident that we're going to get to a good percentage of kids being vaccinated?
I'm confident we're going to get there. I just don't know the timeline that it's going to take.
Right.
It's going to take longer, you know, than I think people want. And this is, you know, these vaccines are going to be normalized. They're going to be included in the routine vaccination campaigns. And, you know, within a couple of years, it's just going to be normal. You take your kid to the doctor, they get their shots, one of the shots, if they haven't had it yet, is the COVID shot. That's just going to be normal, the way it is for measles and other stuff. We're not there yet. I have no doubt that we're going to have challenges with hesitancy and people having concerns. You know, the data is really good here, and I do think that as more families have conversations with their pediatricians, which is a real trusted voice, I think they're going to feel comfortable getting vaccinated. It's just those types of conversations take time to have, and I think the progress is going to be a little bit slow, you know, slower than we would want.
Absolutely. I know that we have a short time period today because you've got a very important meeting to get to. Thank you so much for working us in again on this Thursday. We really appreciate it. I know the listening audience does as well. Looks like the weather's going to be great this weekend, Doc. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Noah. I appreciate that, and we'll talk to you next week.
All righty. That's Dr. Joe Cantor, State Health Officer for the state of Louisiana. Give us a shout, 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. We'd love to hear from some parents with adolescent children. Are you willing to bring them in to get a vaccine? We'll be right back after the break. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.